Maseli Education Project Stokvel was established in response to the problems that exist in our education system, many of which were magnified by the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Stokvel's chairperson, Matlhogonolo Phahlamohlaka, the aim is to make quality education accessible to ordinary South Africans.
It started in 2020 June. So that's when COVID was still rife. And learners were actually about to go to school, and government came back and was like, oh, you only 30 learners are allowed in one classroom. So meaning school where you have about 50 or 80 learners in one classroom. I mean, that's the reality of like a lot of schools in South Africa. They had to have like shifts, where other kids go this week and other kids go next week and etc. For private schools in the township, a lot of them, their structure is similar to that of government because they don't necessarily have like the best of infrastructures and the best of teachers. Their fees are not as high, so they actually try to push volumes to make up for the fees. The difference between them and the government schools is that the government schools get some sort of a, what do you call it, subsidy. They don't. So then meaning if they don't push the volumes, they're going to suffer. Let every month collect money towards revamping the school, and then they'll pay us back. So yeah, it's been like that. So while we were busy with the school, another school approached us. So we actually own our second school.
Once members have invested and the built portion of the school is functional, they receive interest for a set period of time. Once the time lapses, their capital returns to them and they have the option to reinvest should they wish to do so. The Stokvel has managed to assist with the revamping of two schools in Limpopo, namely Tshepo Christian School and All Nations Christian School.
Besides the learners, the numbers increasing, I think the school says they've been able to hire about 7 more teachers. So that's actually quite good. Indirectly, we've created employment. You can think that indirectly we've created employment. And other successes is that when we work with a school, we don't only give them money. So a lot of us are like young professionals. So what we do, we also like try to, sit with on the board of the school and help them strategize because a lot of them lack those skills. So we've been able to implement online learning at the school. So what they faced in June in 2020, now they're not going to face anymore. Even if government is to be like, only 10 learners are allowed in per class, they can still continue with their online platforms, right? Which is something they didn't have and they didn't know how to go on about it.
Having joined the Stokvel at the start of 2021, Kevin Mapunyi admits that Stokvels were not always his favorite thing. However, being a member of this particular Stokvel has changed his perspective.
I liked the fact that it could generate interest or returns higher than what I would get from most banks, because most banks really offer really not that much of interest on your returns and you get to lock your money for a long period of time. So to hear interests that are like 10% or higher, and it didn't seem like it was a risky business model. And then what I liked secondly is that it offers an assistance to schools in underprivileged communities, so that they could grow and provide education to more South Africans. And for the past couple of years, that's really been an interest of mine in my own small way to be able to assist in helping our nation in South Africa. And this was one way, like, okay, we are assisting specifically underprivileged regions to offer education. I think actually that was the biggest calling card for me. Thirdly, because really this was more driven by young professionals. So I like that idea. It just seemed like young professionals were trying to find solutions to make South Africa better. So it's less us complaining about, oh, South Africa has got so many challenges. What do we do? Like, okay, fine. There are lots of challenges. But here's one little aspect that we can try and do something. It still has a positive benefit for us, but we're also helping grow or improve our education system bit by bit. It also really opened my eyes as to what Stokvels could do, because I think I still had this traditional format of what Stokvels were. Like growing up, it was just a way of people saving money from the beginning of the year, and then in December, they go buy either groceries or however version that we've heard about, and that was that. So this just really opened my eyes that we could use the Stokvel format to actually grow other areas and still make money.
Going forward, Maseli Education Project Stokvel aims to spread its wings not only across the Limpopo province, but also throughout South Africa. In the long run, they intend to build schools of their own.